USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron was re-elected according to projections based on early ballot counts, overcoming deep divisions among voters worried about inflation and the impact of immigration on France's national identity. Macron gathering just over 58% of the estimated vote. Congressman Henry Cuellar is urging President Biden to extend a public health rule that currently authorizes deportations of illegal immigrants flocking to the southern border.
This message of lifting Title 42 is going to go straight to the criminal organizations.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Democrats saying the administration is listening to immigration activists, but not the people who would be on the front lines of a migrant surge. Title 42 set to end May 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
With the midterm elections just months away, the GOP is eyeing an opportunity to retake control of the House and Senate. This comes as inflation is at a 40-year high and the White House is facing bipartisan backlash over the CDC's decision to lift Title 42 next month. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul responds when asked about the Republicans' plan regarding immigration should Republicans flip Congress this fall.
Well, you know, I worked with the prior administration, President Trump, to install the migrant protection protocols, remain in Mexico. It was working. 85% of these illegals coming up don't have a claim for political asylum. So 85% are kicked out of the system.
Gas prices holding steady. The national average for a gallon of regular, $4.12 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are remembering a senator who passed away Saturday.
Former Senator Orrin Hatch, the Republican from Utah, died Saturday with his family at the age of 88 in Salt Lake City, Utah.
And ideas, not identity, can resume their rightful place in our public discourse. Mr. President, this is the last request I will ever make from this lectern. As a Senate and as a nation, we listen to our better angels, that we recommit ourselves to comedy, that will restore civility to the public discourse.
The former president pro tempore, which means he led the Senate in the absence of the vice president, Senator Hatch overcame poverty as a child and served from 1977 to 2019, making him Utah's longest-serving U.S. senator. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump is sticking by his endorsement of U.S. Senate candidate J.D. Vance. Speaking at a rally in Ohio, the former president saying Vance has the best shot at keeping the Senate seat in the Republican Party. The Powerball jackpot is nearing a $500 million mark. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot will be worth $421 million. The odds of matching all six numbers in the multi-state lottery are about 1 in 293 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.